This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Colin Kaepernick at the center, and his attorney, Mark Garagos, joins us right now. Mark, you just heard what Adam Levine had to say about why he's doing what he's doing, wants the music to speak for itself. What did you think?
I thought it was a cop-out, actually, and I think both he and I think when Travis Scott put out the word, or his people put out the word that somehow he had had conversation with Colin and that Colin had blessed it, that was just categorically false and untrue. If you're going to, and I had mentioned before, if you're going to cross this ideological or intellectual picket line, then own it. And Adam Levine certainly isn't owning it. In fact, if anything, it's a cop-out when you start talking about I'm not a politician, I'm just doing the music. Most of the musicians who have any kind of consciousness whatsoever understand what's going on here. And it's interesting. Yesterday would have been Jackie Robinson's 100th birthday. And here we're memorializing it, so to speak, by embracing what Eric Reed, my other client, who was the first one to take a knee with Colin, calls a plantation mentality.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I didn't want to talk about the NFL, except I talked about it first hour because I wanted to explain. The only thing that mattered to me was that the Patriots won. The metaphor of the winner winning. The person knows how to win, winning. The old guy, the washed-up quarterback, the dude who's been there before, been there, done that, but nobody wants to give him credit, and that's what I looked at Donald Trump. I looked at the 2016 election and said, here's a dude that knows nothing except how to win. And you know what everybody said? He can't win. He's a loser. He can't win. Yeah. And what did he do? He went out and he won. It's really that simple. Anyway, that was Colin Kaepernick's attorney. I forget his name. Doesn't matter. You've seen him. And what's funny about this is he says Adam Levine copped out by performing. I just want you to understand. A performer who gets asked to do one of the biggest, you know, audiences in the world. Somebody remind me, what is Adam Levine's raison d'etre, reason to be? He is a singer. He's an artist. He sells CDs, downloads, and concerts. And he's got a chance to be in front of what they said is 100 million people, viewers, and I don't know how many it was, but whatever the number, it's a big number. And Kaepernick's lawyer has the nerve to say, he's a cop-out. I can't believe it. He would do that. How dare he do his job in front of the biggest audience of the you know, one of the biggest events. How dare he? He's bigger than a singer. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And he has the nerve. He says, and Adam Levine sent out a tweet that said he had gotten permission from Colin to do this. That in no way did Colin give permission. I lost it. I started dying. If I were Adam Levine and I read that, I would be tweeting, Colin who? Colin, the silly Negro who? Who are you trying to tell? That I'm going to base my decision on whether or not I want to do the Super Bowl from some chump named Colin Kaepernick? Negro, please. That is just incredible to me. Let me put it this way. If you're, I don't know who you might be, but if you get asked to do the Super Bowl, you're pretty, it's like Justin Timberlake. Well, I better check with Colin Kaepernick. Really? What's his name? The little Filipino dude? Bruno Mars. Thank you. I love Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars. Hey, listen, Colin, I'm gonna do the Super Bowl. Is it okay? Who did the Super Bowl? How many years has it been since Colin Kaepernick played football? I know, it's a chuckle. I like to chuckle when I think about it, too. It's been a while. It's been a minute, right? So Colin Kaepernick hasn't played football in a minute. Is everybody that they get asked to do the Super Bowl halftime supposed to apologize? Somebody remind me. Have they been doing a Super Bowl halftime before Colin Kaepernick was ever in the league? Yeah. Allow me to answer for the morons that don't understand the point. leftist? Yes. This dude believes that somebody should be asking. And then Alan, he says, Alan V says, I'm not a politician. I'm just doing the music. And then he says this, Kaepernick's attorney, most musicians with a conscience. Really? So it's musicians with a conscience. So I go back to the previous musicians other than Beyonce with the X thing, right? But what are you talking about? And what's funny about it is he's showcasing the hypocrisy of all these people. Because you know what? Levine is a leftist. Beyonce, all of them are leftists. What they should have done is that the Super Bowl should have nobody performing. But you know what? There's not a person on the planet. There's not one of these leftists that wants to take a stand for black folks. Because they all do. What's her name? Taylor Swift has got a fist up in the air. You go, black people. Not one of them would turn down the Super Bowl if they're asked. Not one. Oh, they'll talk some smack, but they won't turn it down. And then, I love his imagery. And this would have been Jackie Robinson's 100th birthday, and it's giving, you know, like it's giving some, oh, how could they celebrate Jackie Robinson's birthday with Adam Levine performing at the Super Bowl? That's so sacrilegious against you. Well, who else's birthday was it? Probably Sojourner Truth. How many black folks did this dude not know whose birthday it was for him to bring up Jackie Robinson? I know. It's been in the news. But if you don't bring up black people's birthdays, give me a few more. Don't give me the one that's right there. Tell me, well, 2 days ago it was Harriet Tubman's birthday and Frederick Douglass died on this day. You know, if you're going to go Negro, go total Negro. And that's all I'm saying. Oh, my goodness, man. This Super Bowl thing. This whole NFL thing. I saw when I was watching a little piece of Brady. I watched the very end of the game because I wanted the Patriots to win. That's it. That was my only thing for watching. I was like, man, come on, Brady. And when he hit that the tight end? Forget his name. But he caught the ball at the two. I was like, yeah. Then the next play, they plushed, knocked it in for the touchdown. Yeah. I was excited because it was hardly any time left. I'm like, even if they tied up, you don't want Brady with the football. So I pretty much knew at that point New England was going to win. And then when the guy got the interception, I was like, okay. Oh, game over. Game over. And it was. That's all I cared about because I wanted to see a winner. I wanted the NFL to have to eat some crow. And have a Trump-supporting team win. And I got my wish. That's right. Anyway, my producers go, Kevin, everybody wants to know why we didn't talk about the Super Bowl the day after the Super Bowl. Because I didn't really care. I don't care about the Super Bowl. Anyway, I care about what we're going to talk about this hour, so stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to call this segment the Democrat Scoundrel Update. But man, we would have to do the whole show. We would have to do the entire show. They're all scoundrels. Elizabeth Warren, I want to apologize again to the Cherokee. Have you seen? She apologized again. She's really trying to wipe the slate clean. We're prepping an article on all the Democrats who are apologizing for all their transgressions, getting ready for the race. And there's some, by the way, it's not just race. It's not stolen identity theft. It's misogyny and all kinds of stuff these people have to apologize for. And as the list gets longer, that we may have to keep adding to that particular post. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255. I keep telling you guys, if you want us in your market, tell your radio station, hey, we'd love to get Kevin to come in. We want Kevin to come in and do an event. We'd love to try to schedule it. If we can schedule something, that would be great. I'm talking about with sponsors. They don't have to be my sponsors. They can be sponsors of the show. That, you know, because I want to support the station, the community, anything, any place that we serve. And I hope you guys support us by downloading the show, telling friends, and letting people know, because we think it's a pretty clever show. And here's the deal. It isn't like we wake up in the morning and go, let's try to be clever. Let's write a sitcom. No. We take the information we're given and we just put it out there. And so I was thinking we always have to have these Democrat scoundrel updates because you might forget. You might, you know, things move quickly in the news cycle. Or I should say in the fake news cycle. In the last week or so, Democrats have advocated killing babies after they were born. They've discussed a 90% tax on the rich, which, you know, I don't know what that number is, but I know I aspire to get to it. They said we need to have sympathy for ISIS. Did you see this lady? This Muslim lady that's elected to Congress? We should have sympathy for ISIS. They proposed yet again confiscating all of our guns. They had a sitting governor exposed in blackface next to a KKK dude. You know, I mean, this is amazing stuff. And you know what? The Democrats don't see any crazy here. They're like, oh, y'all cray-cray for bringing that up. What you talk? Man, there's nothing there, bro. But the biggest Democrat scoundrel, and I've been trying to get off this gay black man from Empire. I've been wanting to drop this story because I have beat this dude to death. I've told him, show me two rednecks that watch your show, bro. Please, show this brother two rednecks that watch Empire, a show about a hip-hop mogul family. Yeah. By the way, show me two rednecks that carry around a noose and bleach in case they run into a brother in Chicago. I would love to see those two rednecks and those two MAGA yelling, take that, that's a MAGA, baby. Yeah, MAGA, Donald Trump. Woo, we whooped his butt. Jesse Smollett, he will not give this up. He is a lying scoundrel. I hope one of y'all, somebody, 6 degrees of separation, sends Jesse me telling him he's a liar. Invite him to the show, because I'm telling you, I would twist this Negro in knots. He is a liar, plain and simple. And then he even came out, because he was supposedly, he got beat up so bad he had broken ribs. I want to see the clothes that got bleached. How about that? How about you give those clothes to the detectives and we see the clothes that got bleached? And you know what you're going to find in a security camera with this silly Negro? You're going to find him at a Walmart or a Target, probably, buying bleach and rope. That's what you're going to find when you find security camera, because Jesse Smollett did not get beat up by two pro-Trump guys. That's just the fact. He's a liar. And he's looking for sympathy. Here he is. He's performing, and he wants to set the record straight.
A point that I wanted to make really quick.
Sure.
Just because it's 4 points.
Sure.
I was bruised, but my ribs were not cracked.
Okay.
They were not broken.
Okay.
I went to the doctor immediately. Frank Gadsden drove me. I was not hospitalized. Both my doctors in LA and Chicago cleared me to perform, but said to take care, obviously. And above all, I fought the back.
I fought back. They didn't just beat up on me. I fought back. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Jesse's a liar. Jesse is a liar. And no broken ribs. He was supposed to have gotten his butt kicked bad by two people, and all he's got is a little scratch on his face and some bruised ribs. Now, there's a bigger point I'm about to make, okay? Because I just found this out. I was talking to one of my comedy buddies, and he was telling me, Kevin, did you hear the rest of the story? I hadn't heard it. I don't think maybe you guys have heard it. Anyway, he supposedly got his ribs cracked. He was in the hospital. He didn't go to the hospital. He went to a doctor, and they released him or whatever after this so-called brutal beating by these two Trump-supporting, MAGA-yelling rednecks that watch his show and found and saw the F-word, N-word that they've been watching his show, and they recognized him when he came off the subway. Which, by the way, we know he was meeting somebody from Tinder, but that's okay. Jesse wants to do it. But here's what my buddy told me. He says, Kevin, the dude had a sandwich, a Subway sandwich in his hand. And in the video from when he bought the sandwich to the video after he supposedly got beat up, he still has the sandwich. And I said, no. He goes, I'm telling you. Now, you guys verify this. You verify this. Because I did not verify this for myself, but one of my buddies is a comedian. He called me because he's getting ready to go on the road with another famous comedian. I don't want to out him because, man, it's a tough world out there for conservatives. But anyway, he says, Kevin, I swear to you, they had the video of this dude. They've got more video. He leaves a sandwich shop. He's got sandwich in hand. After his brutal beating, he still has sandwich in hand. And he goes, it's all over. So you guys verify this for me. Because I'm just telling you, if that is indeed the case, that brother fought for that sandwich. Maybe it was two homeless Trump supporters. And they really wanted that sandwich. But Jesse fought the F. I fought the F. What did he say? I forget how he put it. Oh, man. This story gets richer and richer. Look, this dude should just admit he's a liar. He won't give Chicago PD his phone. We talked about this the other day. Because he and his manager were on the phone. And what's he going to do? What could we possibly overhear? If the dude was fighting, you are not about to get my sandwich. Oh, no, you know. I'm going to hold on to the sandwich. I can't imagine what he was doing. But if he was fighting that hard for his sandwich, shouldn't we know? Man, that's a good sandwich. Yeah, I want to know what shop. If it was a Subway, that is a heck of a sandwich that they made for this brother. Oh, by the way, there is some good news. The noose and bleach shop, where those two rednecks bought their noose and their bleach. Well, I've heard a rumor that it's been closed down due to protests.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not expected to declare a national emergency at the border during tonight's State of the Union address.
Instead, Trump will reportedly encourage the Congressional Conference Committee to work out a border security deal by February 15th. Republican Congressman from Wyoming Liz Cheney on what she would like to hear tonight from President Trump.
I think you'll definitely see him talk about the importance of a wall, the importance of stopping illegal immigration. And I think you'll also see him, you know, reach out and make clear one more time that he really does want to work across party lines, wants to put together some ways we can work in a bipartisan fashion.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Pope Francis has for the first time publicly acknowledged the scandal of priests and bishops sexually abusing nuns, and he said he's committed to do more to fight the problem. The Pope has said the Catholic Church is already going down a path to resolve this issue. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, I so want to leave this Jussie Smollett thing alone, but there's blood in the water. And we got to fight back. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Here's the thing. I don't care about Jussie Smollett, the gay black actor from Empire, who claims that a couple of white dudes from the Trump supporters yelled a, you know, gay black slur to him, gay racist slur, blah, blah, blah. That thing is so debunked, it's ridiculous to me. But here's what the thing that gets me is when the left tries to make a hero out of somebody who's a scoundrel. Then it bothers me. And I've spent an exorbitant amount of time on this story because the bigger point to me is this is a Kaepernick type of event. This is a man who wants to live his dream on a lie. I don't know what happened to him. I know what didn't happen to him. And I have no vendetta against him except that he's a liar. See, if he just wanted to lie and say, yeah, man, Sidney Poitier is my father, I don't care. But when his lie is to make us look bad, then I have a serious problem with it. Serious problem. I played this clip earlier of him doing his mea culpa. He didn't do a mea culpa. That's not the right word. He explained things like, there are people that don't believe my story. Yeah, there are people that don't believe his story because we're sane and we know exactly what you were doing. Let's play the clip again.
The point that I wanted to make really quick.
Sure.
Just because it's 4 points.
Sure.
I was bruised, but my ribs were not cracked.
Sure.
They were not broken.
Okay.
I went to the doctor immediately. Frank Gadsden drove me. I was not hospitalized. Both my doctors in LA and Chicago cleared me to perform, but said to take care, obviously. And above all, I fought the f*** back.
Woo! I fought the F back. He proudly declared. Yeah, and then he went on to say this. This is what got me. He went on to say that he's the, what did he say? I'm the gay Tupac. You guys know who Tupac was, right? Tupac was a rapper who was gunned down in a drive-by. So my good friend Michelle Malkin actually tweeted this. Tupac beat a rapper with a baseball bat, shot two cops, punched a movie director. He was convicted of sexual assault, robbed, and shot five times, then murdered in a drive-by. So someone please explain to me how Smollett is the gay Tupac. I love the snark of Michelle Malkin and the idea that she understands what we're dealing with here. They said in this article, and again, I want to drop this, but it's too big. It's big because if Smollett had said, I got beat up and, you know, and he just wanted to, for whatever reason, and he didn't blame us, I'd leave that gay Negro alone. But because he wants us to believe that it was some couple of redneck white boys that did this to him, and I say rednecks because that's what he's implying. He's implying a couple of good old boys that watch his TV show, targeted him, saw him, recognize him from that show, which we all know is patently ridiculous. You can't go through all of Appalachia, go to all the southern states, find me any two white boys that know who let me put it to you this way. I didn't even know who Jesse Smollett was myself, and I'm a black dude who knows about the show. I know who's in the show. I mean, by face, Terrence Howard is the most recognizable, and then the lady that plays his wife, I forget her name, I love her. Her acting, she's an amazing actress, but they're all buying into this. And then he enlists all of Hollywood, and the politicians are all jumping on, and people, woo, it is events. And what they're cheering is they're cheering the idea that he can pass this lie on and we're not going to say anything. Look, I don't know what other people are talking. I don't know what Rush Limbaugh's talking about. I don't know what Mark Levin's talking about. I don't know what any of the top radio show hosts are talking about. But let me tell you, if you want to think this is a little event, you're wrong. This is like when the president tweeted on Kaepernick and everybody, what you getting involved with Kaepernick for? Because it's a bigger issue. If Kaepernick had gotten down and said, I'm taking a knee for all the blacks who die, you know, uselessly, you know, the sad deaths of blacks in America for whatever reason, I'd be right with him. But when he wants to make it about, oh, it's the cops. No, it isn't. It's not about the cops. And let me tell you something. You don't if you want to do something with the anthem and you want to make it a tribute, you want to make it something that's special. If you like I said, if you want to tell me, man, Kevin, I'm taking a knee for all the young blacks that are dying in our cities and across this nation, you know, for the wrong reasons. Fine. I'll take a knee with you. I'll say a silent prayer with you. But I will not take a knee to denigrate the police because the police are not the problem in the black neighborhood. And trying to make the police and wrap it around the American flag as if America is the problem for blacks. Well, now you really got me off the deep end. See, this is one of these things that most people see as innocuous and probably some people out there shaking their head. I don't care about Jesse Smollett. I don't care what you care. This is a big deal because this is a guy who wants people to believe that you would dare recognize him from his show. You, not a couple of rednecks, you would recognize him from his show. You Trump-supporting folks out there, I don't care what color you are, whatever, but of course, if you're white, definitely, he wants people to believe that you would see him, you would recognize his blackness and his gayness, two of the most polarizing issues that the left tries to make, and that you would dare attack him and then give you all the imagery of the southern, you know, plantation owner that wants to string up the gay black guy. And if you want to let him get away with it, you can. This black guy is not going to let him get away with it on your behalf. Now, I'm not only outraged at the idea that he wants to make these two people white that supposedly didn't crack his ribs, caused him not to have to actually get put into the hospital, nor did, as I said earlier, did he lose his Subway sandwich in any of the fights. They got him on camera with his sandwich before the incident and after the incident. He didn't go to the cops at a police station where they could actually do an, you know, analysis of him right then and there. No, he didn't do that. And then when Chicago PD asked him for his cell phone where they could glean all kinds of good information, he doesn't want to provide it. I mentioned that clip from The Fugitive because you can get a lot of information off of a cell phone.
Give yourself up. Now, tell me, where are you?
St. Louis.
So he showed up not dead yet. Let that be a lesson to you boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Yeah, you've been right before.
All right.
Walter, this is Richard.
Richard? Jesus. How did you run? Running makes you look guilty.
No,
wasn't worried about appearances, Walter.
Tell me where you are so I can come meet you and you can turn yourself in.
I'm not going to turn myself in. I need help. I need money.
I might be crazy, but that train sounds like an L.
St. Louis doesn't have an elevated train.
How do you know it's an elevated train?
Yeah, I think he's right. I lived under an L for 20 years.
Oh, well, then you can explain the difference in the sound of an elevated train as opposed to a train that's running along the ground. You must have ears like an eagle. Play that back. I want to hear the sound of an elevated train.
All right, wait a minute. Now, what cities have L's? New York's got an L.
We do.
We got an L. Milwaukee's got an L.
Hold it right there where the lawyer says that he sounds guilty. There's bells in the background. There's a guy on a PA. I want to drop everything but the guy on the PA. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll try it. Hold on, Sam.
Okay.
Walter, this is Richard.
Richard?
Yeah, right there.
How did you run? Running around.
What's he saying? It's like next stop. It's like next stop. Do that again.
How did you run? Running around makes you look guilty.
Next stop.
Merchandise mart.
Son of a bitch, our boy came home.
That bell is the bell on the Wells Street Bridge. It's six blocks away.
I knew that was an elevated train.
Oh, yeah, big dog, you're never wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to call the CPD.
This is your Chicago
friend. I'm Yamo Bambini.
Sammy.
Yeah.
When I die, I want to come back just like you.
No, you mean happy and handsome?
No, I mean like Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Now, look, that's Hollywood glamorizing the ability to do this stuff, but that's what they do. It's not the only show that talks about this stuff. But here's what I go back to Smollett. He doesn't want to give you the information. He doesn't want to get to the bottom of this investigation. He wants it to be out there in the sphere, in the cloud, that we are racist. We targeted him because he's black and he's gay and he's a leftist and so on. And he wants to promote himself as some sort of hero. It's a lie. At least Kaepernick didn't pretend to get beat up and say the cops did it. Jesse Smollett wants us, the world, to believe that we care so much about him that we singled him out to beat him up. And here's what he said when he got on stage the other night. I had to be here tonight, y'all. I can't let them mother effers win. Who? Who's he talking about? He knows he's propagating a lie, and he can't let us win because that his whole reason to be is to make sure that this false narrative of who you are succeeds. I'm not going to let that happen. Now, I'm not going to belabor it anymore and talk more about it until the truth comes out, but I just want to make sure you guys understand this is an important lesson.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Speaking of Hollywood, Holly Weird, whatever you want to call them, lying scumbags, scoundrel leftists, because that's what they are. They just promote all the fake news narratives. Hey, look, I'm not going to tell you that Hollywood hasn't helped form better opinions about people, particularly the LGBT. And even blacks, women, etc. I'm not going to tell you that they haven't had some positive impact, but they've done far more damage than they have positively. That's the problem. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We're going to give you the raw, unadulterated truth, unfiltered here. I don't give a crap about Fox News. The hell with Fox News. People like that. Ooh, because you know what? If you want watered down information, go there. And it's not sour grapes. I'm just telling you, when they silence voices like mine, and they want to do things where I know behind the scenes that, oh, well, let's correct this and let's not say this or that, I can tell you what Fox News is. And I'll also tell you something else. They will abandon you, and they never want to hear your name again. So you know what you have to do? You have to make them want you back. Now, is that what I'm doing? I don't really care. What I'm telling you is, they could say, we're not going to talk about Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump goes, yeah, whatever. Yeah, you will be talking about me. Because I'm going to make enough news, I'm going to make enough of a splash that you can't ignore me. See, that's what we have to do as conservatives. We have to speak out so loudly and so clearly about what we stand for and what we will tolerate and what we won't tolerate. In other words, what I want from you, Fox News or anybody else, that they have to have you back. They have to cater to you. You're starting to not view them. I talk to more and more people every day. Kevin, I don't even watch them. I don't watch them. Hollywood's suffering the same fate. Yeah, there's a movie out, it's called Ms. Bala. Ms. Bala. It was the only new wide release that opened during the Super Bowl, and it came in third behind a movie called Glass and behind The Upside, which is a remake of a film about a man. Yeah, I saw the French version called Intouchable, which is an amazing film. A French actor by the name of Omar Sy, he's a comedian. It was his first acting role, and I don't know how good Kevin Hart did in the film The Upside. But I will tell you, Omar Sy does a fantastic job, and it's called Intouchable. And I will tell you, it looks like Intouchables, if you want to look at it. Go get that version before you watch The Upside, and then watch The Upside and tell me what you think. By the way, what you think? Tell me? Well, me would be Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Now, I'm happy for Kevin Hart. He's been under fire. His movie did pretty well. The Upside of... Where are the numbers here? Anyway, it came in second. Oh, there it is. $6.7 million. I don't know how big that... I don't know what the budget is. But they said that... So, Glass... Here it is. Glass domestic cum is $88.7 million. Overseas, the superhero thriller took in another $12.2 million to finish the weekend with $199 million worldwide. I don't know if these numbers are good. Probably not for Hollywood. Universal took the top spot on the foreign weekend chart with How to Train Your Dragon. The upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. I didn't see it because I don't like Cranston. Turned into a sleeper hit, they said, with a domestic cum of $75.6 million. And $83.2 million worldwide to date. It's not going to do as well worldwide because in France they've already seen, in Europe they've probably seen the better version, which I'm going to predict it's a better version because the French actor is much better than Cranston. Because I've seen even just the snippets I saw, I was like, he doesn't sell it. And Omar Sy is phenomenal. I'm just telling you, Kevin Hart can't hold a candle to this guy. Ms. Bala is what I wanted to concentrate on, though. Because I saw and I'm also going to go back to Vice, the movie Vice. So with Ms. Bala, they wanted to make this Hispanic protagonist. A young woman, her name is Gina Rodriguez, seeks revenge on a drug cartel that kidnapped her friend. And it's a remake of a film a Mexican film that did well, and they're bringing it over to the United States, directed by a woman named Catherine Hardwicke. I know it's a lot of information you probably don't need or care about, but I want to set the stage that female director directing a Mexican girl protagonist who's going to get revenge on the cartel. And you should see the advertisement for it, man. She is a strong Latina woman. Yeah, she's walking along in the slow motions, you know. You know, and of course, all the Mexican drug cartel men are afraid of her because she's a little Mexican chick that's going to exact her revenge. So that's the backdrop of the story. And it's completely bombed. Get this. Sony film cost $15 million to produce, and they said may only take in $15 million in North America by the end of its run. Now, Hollywood is suffering. I'm telling you, these numbers, there's not a number on here that they can be proud of. They called The Upside a sleeper hit because they thought this movie was going to generate $250 million. It's not doing it. Most of these films are really being geared to the overseas market because you know why? Conservatives, you don't care about Hollywood. Now, I got something to tell you. We are about to start a conservative version of Netflix. It's already out. It's being populated with movies. I've been watching it. You know, I paid my fee, even though it's I'm part owner in the site. And I'm telling you, we have some spectacular stuff coming your way. It's a lot of film shorts, so you'll watch 15, 20-minute, 30-minute films. Shorts go up to 40 minutes. You're going to thoroughly enjoy these films. And we're adding hundreds, and soon we'll be adding thousands. And we're going to keep the price cheap for the first group of people. I'm not rolling this out yet. When I do, I will make an official announcement. I'm going to go on radio stations all over the country announcing this. And I'm telling you, you're going to be so proud of me yet again. Because what else did I do? I started Tea Party Community for you, and we're growing that in Arizona. Yeah, I started that. And now I started a conservative version of Netflix that is going to feature conservative film, fun films. Some of them won't be technically conservative, but they'll be fun films. And you can watch this site and enjoy yourself to the degree that your heart's content. And here's what the beauty of it is. I've been talking about this. If you turn on your car and you go on the radio, you'll hear Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, whatever. And some of these you may like. But you know what? Some of them you just go, God, why is this a hit? And why do I have to hear it three times between now and the grocery store? Right? The grocery store. Why do I have to hear this song three times? Every time I crank up my car, it's like that. That was the song that was on when I turned my car off 20 minutes ago. And so it's the same thing. How many people are out there making great music? Do you think it's 10? Because that's what I hear. I hear the same 10 artists. It's thousands. And let me tell you something, people. You're never hearing the best music. I'm not kidding you. They'll throw Justin Timberlake at you. They'll blow your ears off with him. And he's a talented guy. I love Bruno Mars. I love most of the people that they give me the music to. But you know what else I love? I love discovering new artists. And it's the same thing with these filmmakers. There are films out there that will blow your mind. And by the way, they are not slouch films. They're not poorly done. They are amazingly done, amazingly creative. And Hollywood doesn't want you to see them. It wants a cabal. It wants to put all of its attention into the movies it wants you to see with all of their narratives and their politically correct nonsense and social engineering. And these other films just say, you know what? I want you to enjoy. And I love it. And I love to be the person that is going to bring this to you. I went to Hannity. I begged the guy. You could be doing this, Sean. I'm not criticizing him. He can do what he wants with his time and his money. But I'm going, why don't we do this? Real quick word on Vice. Look at the new advertisements of Vice. In the first advertisements of Vice, they were lampooning Cheney. Now, go look at the new version of Vice. And you know what these clowns are doing? They're like, Vice, you got to see Cheney acting presidential. They want to fool you into believing this is a pro-Cheney film. It's a pro-Republican film, and Cheney showed strength like he's Churchill or something. They're doing a bait and switch. You want to know why? Because they can't get you to go. Congratulations, conservatives. You have finally figured out Hollywood, and you're going, enough is enough. And here's the better part of it. When you see this site that we've built, and you go there and you check out these films, you are going to thank me. You're going to find stuff and go, Kevin, it was so much fun. The reason why I can tell you this is because I've been on it for the last 3 days just looking at content. We will have 100 more movies on there. There's probably 100 on there now. We'll have 100 more movies on there before I even think about bringing it to you. And within a year, there will be 1,000 movies easily on there that you've never seen. Stay tuned, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.